This is the In Demand podcast.
This is In Demand. I'm Alex James. Cher Lloyd. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
All right, thanks. You?
It's good to see you.
Thanks.
You look beautiful as ever.
Thanks.
It's always, you're like a little ray of sunshine when you come to In Demand Towers. I like it. It's good. Let's just go back a moment to just before Christmas. You won Best Newcomer at the In Demand Honours.
Woohoo!
The Brats were out in force.
Amazing.
Loving them. What a year last year was.
Yeah, it was crazy for me.
Went pretty quick though, I guess.
Very quick.
Yeah. So we're ready for 2012.
Definitely.
Hitting the ground running. Let's start with the brand new single.
Why yeah, brand new single. I actually really enjoy this one. Mm-hmm. I think it might be my favourite so far.
Okay. Any reason why?
Just because it's fun to sing on stage. And it gets a really good response.
It does. Do you know what? One of the most requested songs I've had on In Demand for the last few weeks.
That's brilliant.
So it's flying. Everyone comes on and does the for you, which is good. I make them do that before they request the song.
Oh, good.
Just to prove how much they want it. So originally it didn't have Astro on.
No.
Now you've added Astro.
Yeah.
So tell us the story about how Astro came about.
Well, basically I went over to LA to go and chat to Simon Cowell about, you know, everything that's going on and seeing how the progress is going. And little Astro was on stage. So I was watching him and he was brilliant, you know, and he could rap really, really well. And his stage presence was amazing. So I thought, you know, people have already heard the other version. Maybe we should give them something else, you know, so add something to the track. And that's what I did. You know, I asked him to be on it and he was really happy to be on it. And he went and recorded.
So you were at X Factor USA.
Yeah.
To see Simon.
Uh-huh.
Astro performs. The rest is history, pretty much. But at the same time, L.A. Reid had his eye on you.
Definitely.
Tell us about that.
He didn't know who I was. He had no clue. I walked in and he was pointing at me and I didn't really understand why this famous dude was pointing at me. So I went and sat down and he called me over and we were talking and he said, "You're a star." And I was like, "Oh, thank you." And then someone explained to him that I was from the UK and I've got a record deal with Simon and I was...
So he didn't know any of this?
He didn't even know, no.
So even, because Savan Kotecha, your guru, was looking after you on this day, I'm guessing.
Yeah, he was.
Had he not even sort of put a good word in for you before and not dropped your name in front of LA?
I'm not sure, but he seemed to already think something of me, which was great.
So what's your deal with LA then? Is he taking your stuff and releasing it in the States?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but, you know, we're going to get on to something really, really soon. Yeah, it's just a clean slate and it's all about music. It's nothing like, it's not about the gossip and about, you know, my personal life. It's just about being able to pitch good music.
Cher, the radio is yours. Introduce your brand new song for us.
Okay, I'm Cher Lloyd and this is my brand new single on In Demand. This is Want You Back.
In Demand podcast.
This is In Demand. Cher Lloyd still here tonight. Let's talk about the video for Want You Back.
Uh-huh.
Looks like you had a good laugh doing that one.
Yeah, it was really, really fun. It was very stressful though, you know. It was out in LA and the sun was shining and there were lots of important people there. And it was really, really good. And I loved to pour water on people.
But it's quite clever, isn't it? Because it's all freeze frames and all kinds of slow-mo and different bits and bobs. Was that quite complicated to make or not? You just did your bits.
It took a lot of explaining to me to understand why these people weren't moving or doing anything, just like sat there. But then I sort of got it.
And the outcome is brilliant. It's a great video. I think it's your best video so
good.
Far. Why are you an old lady trapped in a girl's body, Cher?
Because I believe that I've had to do a lot of growing up. And I don't know what's wrong with me, but I don't enjoy, like, partying or going out. And I just don't really fancy it, to be honest.
That's
just like
enough.
Staying in. Because I work so much.
Yeah.
When I get a break, I just like to just cozy up in front of the telly.
Exactly. Chill out with your homeboy. Happy days. That's what it's all about. I want to know, because obviously the Brats are massive fans. They listen to In Demand and request you songs all the time.
Uh-huh.
They are going to be wanting to know what's going on in the life of Cher at the moment. So, Cher recommends, what music are you listening to at the moment?
What
the
music?
Brats should be getting on board with.
I keep going onto YouTube and like I like to listen to covers that people have done.
Okay.
Because I find it so interesting the way that they like change the songs. And I've seen a lot of people like playing the ukulele and singing along and stuff like that. I find it fascinating.
What's the best movie you've seen lately?
Best movie? What was that one about the man that got trapped in the rocks?
Oh, was it 127 Hours?
Yes, that one.
Right.
That one was really good. I didn't think I'd enjoy it because it's like the guy's just stuck there for a long time. Yeah. And I thought, well, it's not really going to be very good if he's just doing nothing, just stuck there.
How hardcore are you? Did you watch the sawing off of the arm bit like this through your fingers? Or did you actually watch?
I actually watched it. Yeah, I thought it was great. It was great.
And where are you shopping at the moment? Fashion tips from Cher.
Shopping. Do you know what? I'm a high street girl. I like the high street shops because I like to shop for things that my fans are able to go out and buy.
Yeah.
You know, because
they'll see you in the papers and they'll see you wearing it.
Definitely, and it's nice to know that I am on the same level as everyone else.
Exactly. Let's briefly touch on the tour. When do we kick off with that?
We kick off on the 6th of April.
Okay, not long to go. Have you sorted all the set and set list and stuff?
Yeah, we're still like going through it. I've got rehearsals coming up, so...
Where are you most excited about playing?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Which gig? Because obviously the whole tour is exciting.
Yeah, I think I see every like destination as somewhere to just smash it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited about everything.
Positive mental attitude.
Yes.
2012 is your year.
Definitely.
2011 was good, but 2012 will be amazing. Cher, it's a pleasure as always.
Thank you for having me.
We'll see you again soon. Thank
In
you.
In Demand Podcast.
This is In Demand. I'm Alex James. Tonight, joined by DJ Fresh and Rita Ora. Hello and welcome.
Hello.
Yo.
Hello.
Daniel, we've spoken before. Rita, pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you too.
Let's talk about the smash hit song.
Please.
Hot right now. How did you two first come together in the first place?
Okay, basically I did a remix for Jessie J.
Yeah.
And her management were really into the remix and suggested that maybe I should write something for Jessie or produce something for Jessie. We never ended up doing anything for Jessie. We didn't even start trying to do anything, but we ended up working on a track that's on my new album, and the guys Invisible Men were originally had a band called Orson. At that point, I had a whole bunch of stuff that I was looking for vocals on, and because the guys are so hooked up, you know, with various vocalists that they'd worked with. And Hot Right Now at that point was just a couple of hooks, like the, you know, you're only in it because it's hot right now, and throw your hands up, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
After a bit of messing around, they said to me, we know this girl, and she is absolutely unbelievable, and we're sure she'd be able to nail it, but because she's signed to Roc Nation and she's Jay-Z's next kind of thing that he thinks is going to be absolutely enormous, it might, you know, it might be not as simple as just us saying to her management, you know, like, we've got this guy DJ Fresh wants to do a track with us. So anyway, like, we she was in the studio with them the next day.
Yeah.
She laid down a demo
and I loved it.
And it sounded amazing, and we sent it to Jay-Z, and he was like yeah man, I like that. I was about to swear then, but he was like, I like that.
You know, yeah, man. Yeah, kid. Yeah.
As they do.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. I kind of imagine, actually, you've done, maybe, to a certain extent, you've done Jay-Z a favour in that, Daniel, you've brought Rita to our attention before he's even had to do any work. Yeah.
Yeah. See, there was an amazing plan that was going to unveil, but luckily this opportunity that Dan gave me was just something I couldn't say no to. I loved the track, and I think that, I don't know, maybe Jay saw the same thing and was like, when you know a hit, you know a hit. And so I guess he knew the hit, and so I heard it, and I was just very happy that he kept my vocals on. I keep saying left for some crazy reason.
Like he's going to take them off.
Yeah. I'm very happy he kept me on that.
And it's kind of cool for, I'm speaking for Rita, I guess, but it's kind of cool for Rita to be able to bounce off something that's truly British at a time this, you know?
Absolutely. Definitely. Because actually, it's all too easy, I suppose, Rita, to get lost in that American vibe.
Oh, 100%. I mean, everyone kind of was a bit worried. Even my mum was like, can you just please remember where you're from?
Yeah.
And I was like, come on. So no matter, even though I did my album in the States, it's still very British, you know, like I still talk about British things, and it's still very, very influenced by my culture and Britain and where I grew up.
So Rita, what's the plan for you then?
Hey.
How's this going to work?
Well, this is how it's going to work. I've got an amazing opportunity that I'm so happy with the response of this of the Dan track, and I just am very excited. And it took a huge platform for me to come and release my own things. It's definitely coming out this year. It's taken me 3 years to kind of finish this record completely. So I've spent a lot of times, you know, scrapping things up and coming back and forth. But I'm very, very happy with how it's come out, and I finally think I'm ready. And this year is definitely going to be a few Rita drops here and there.
Good. That's what we like to hear. When will we hear the
Definitely in a few months. Okay. The first single around the April period. Definitely you're going to start getting a bit of Rita fever.
Guys, it's been a pleasure chatting to you today.
Thank you.
Best of luck with the song. Not that you need it. It's going to fly once again.
Thank you, Ellen.
Dan, can you introduce the song for us, mate?
This is DJ Fresh.
And this is Rita Ora.
And you're listening to Hot Right Now.
In Demand Podcast.
This is In Demand. I'm Alex James. Tonight, welcoming for the very first time, very proud to welcome you, Marcus. Marcus Collins, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, really, really well. It's good to meet you.
You too.
And see you. This could be the first of many interviews we do, hopefully.
Hope so.
Over the coming years, perhaps. Mm-hmm. So let's start with congratulations on the show, the competition.
Thanks very much.
Distant memory now, though, isn't it?
Oh, it's still very fresh in my mind.
Do you wake up in cold sweats thinking about it?
Yeah, I do.
Any nightmares?
None. I'd be able to tell you on air. All good.
You're a diplomatic man. I can sense this already. This is a good thing. You have to be at this point, though.
I know.
And congratulations on the new single as well.
Thanks very much.
It was one of those songs when we first heard about it. You think it's an untouchable song. Mm-hmm. The fans of the original are going to be quite angry.
Yeah.
Quite militant
about it. They always are.
Yeah, of course they are. Little Mix had the same thing with Cannonball, didn't they? So, but you've done an incredible job on it.
Thanks very much.
So how did that process come about in the first place? Who presented Seven Nation Army to you?
We went through YouTube. We had a different look at songs and I was like, this one's really good. So we all sat down at the label and talked about it, and I was hoping that we'd be able to do maybe one or two covers on the album, and I wanted to do something for the first single that was really iconic, that people would know, and something that hadn't been done for a little while. And then when this was brought up, I was thinking to myself, this is ideal. Because as soon as I seen it, I was like, this is ideal of it. I mean, when was this out? Like March 2003?
A long time ago.
So this is what, 9 years ago?
Yeah.
So I think it's spot on when I heard it.
Do you not go through a phase where you're like, actually, when you're part of the X Factor, you're doing sort of cover versions every single week, aren't you? When you want to go, oh, I want something original, I'm sick of these covers.
Yeah, which is why I've tried my very best to put a fresh take on it.
How many covers on the album altogether, can you tell us?
Three. So all the rest I've written, fresh original songs, and it's what people want. And if people think that, oh, well, it's too many covers, then that's too bad.
I think that's a good compromise, mm-hmm. because a lot of former contestants have just done albums that have just been totally covers. But actually, mm-hmm. if you've got the skill and the talent to write your own songs... Mm-hmm. Blooming well prove it.
Well, I will do. I can't wait to hear it.
Have you done them all on your own? Have you been partnered with anyone?
I've worked with different teams. We've had different producers and songwriters that have came in, and we've worked alongside each other, and I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. It's cool. It is a cool record.
Is there anything that Lord Barlow has put his name to as well?
And it's so good. It's like a disco classic. It's unbelievable. It's called Feel Like I Feel. I'm very excited to release
that
it.
That sounds amazing.
It's cool.
Disco. Mm. Barlow does disco. Imagine that.
Telling you now. There's nothing he can't do.
I think this year, more than any other year, there was a lot of press attention, especially mm-hmm. on the contestants, considering Frankie, mm-hmm. Kitty, people like that. And obviously...
Oh, Pussycat.
Oh, dear.
Pussycat.
She's lovely.
Isn't she fab?
Oh, isn't she? And yourself as well. There were stories that you were getting threats as you were going through the competition.
Oh, yeah.
So there was truth to all that?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it would make that up, but sometimes...
No, these things... Yeah, sometimes they just do flit in and out, but yeah. Things like that happen to a lot of people. It's just one of them things. I was just in a situation where people were asking me about it, so I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to hold back. I just told them how it was. People have been phoning me, being quite rude to me on the phone.
And it's just random strangers who've got hold of your number.
Well, to be honest, I'm going to change my number. But at some point, I think I'm going to do it. But right now, I refuse to do it because I don't see why I should give in to any idiot phoning me at any time. Because why should I? I haven't done anything wrong, so I'm not going to.
Absolutely not. But are they still doing it now?
Yeah, they still phone me now. Why? What's the point? I don't even pick up anymore. Like, what's the point? Are you stupid? They're so rude, some of them. Anyway.
Oh, it's weird, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Right, I've got a ton of Twitter questions from the fans for
you.
But first, your job is to take over the radio, introduce your debut single, Marcus.
Okay. I'm Marcus Collins, and this is my debut single, Seven Nation Army.
In Demand Podcast.
This is In Demand. I'm Alex James, still joined by Marcus Collins. Tonight, you ready for your Twitter questions?
I am. Fire away.
Okay, Shannon is first. Marcus, if you were a packet of crisps, what would you be?
It's up now. Salt and vinegar. They're my favourite ones.
Just because they're your favourites? No reason
why. Just because they're my favourites, yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Oh, actually, if I wanted to be a bit more diplomatic, a bit more in-depth about it, probably Marmite.
Okay. I like that. Jamie, are you still going to cut people's hair now you're
yes.
a star?
Yes, yes,
you're getting this
yes.
question a lot.
Yes, and I'm still doing it. And I cut my own hair sometimes.
How do you
and
cut
I
your own hair?
I'm a contortionist really in my spare time.
Marcus asks the question.
Okay.
Can you ask Marcus why he never gets a day off? And should we blame Georgie?
I may have tweeted in a question beforehand.
Georgie, care to answer why Marcus never gets a day off?
He gets many a day off.
Many a day off, she says with pursed lips and folded arms, turning her head away. Hard work.
Don't let him see
teamwork
his diary.
Makes the dream work.
Just pretend it's not happening. Just go where you're told and it will be okay.
Who needs sleep and food?
Exactly.
Get on with it.
Shaz wants to know, what colour boxes have you got on today?
Red.
Okay. Phoebe, if you could only say one more word for the rest of your life, which word?
Woo! That's it. That's what she wanted.
Did she?
Woo. Hashtag woo. I'm trying to get it to trend.
Do you know what I would say?
Woo!
No.
I don't think it will. However, I get a lot of joy out of that word.
You should use it more. Then you might have a day off, you see. And finally, Alex, not me. Who was the most annoying person in the X Factor house?
Ooh, that's hard. That's a hard one to pick. Who would you say?
I could imagine Kitty was a bloody nightmare to live with.
Ah, she was all right. I think she was a bit misunderstood.
Who else was there? You kind of forget about people quite quickly.
Don't say that. Well, this is why I've come out 3 weeks later and people are wondering why. People are wondering why.
Not you, man. You were the runner-up. And I actually... I split my vote this year between yourself and the girls. So yeah. I was actually quite...
Oh, that's all right.
I came out quite well in the
cool.
end. And I had money on you to win.
But did you?
The boys' category. Money on you to be the last boy standing and money on Little Mix to be the last group standing as well.
Wow.
So I got 20 quid on the back
that's
of you.
That's not too bad.
Should we go halves on that?
People have had less. Anyway.
So go on, give me someone. Go on.
Oh, I couldn't say. Craig used to snore.
Okay.
That was quite annoying considering he was on the bunk bed below me and it was made out of wood and it used to rattle.
I think it's unfair that you go and stay in that massive mansion and you have to sleep in a bunk bed.
Yeah, it was weird. It was a bit weird, but it was good. It was character building.
Okay.
I like to think of it as.
It sounds like going on some kind of school trip, really, isn't it?
But with Johnny Robinson singing I Am What I Am at 4:30 a.m. Yeah.
Just what everyone wants.
Kind of, yeah.
Excellent. Dude, pleasure meeting you.
You too.
Thanks very much for coming to see us.
No
and we'll
probs.
See you again soon. Good luck with the tour. Good
Thank
luck with
you
the song.
Very much.
And everything that comes. What's the release date of the album?
The album's coming out on the 12th of March and the single is out on the 4th.
Excellent. Marcus Collins, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks very much. Podcast. Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.